While Mani was saying things, you know, that reminded me of somebody having put the question to Ramakrishna. You all have heard of Ramakrishna? Ramakrishna of Calcutta.
No.
He was the perfect master of his time in the 19th century. He passed away just 6 years before Baba was born, Calcutta. So somebody, naturally he would, he was a simple person, and he spoke of truth, intrinsic truth. And at that time, there were many people around him who never wanted to have anything to do with the personal aspect of the Lord. Lord was the absolute reality. So he insisted that it is of paramount importance that you should have the image of the impersonal one in order to reach the impersonal. And then he insisted on the same thing as Mani said, that every little thing counts, remember him, think of him, but him whom? Anybody that you begin to imagine in person. Yeah, that's how it is. So one person in that congregation piped out, says, is it ever possible for us to do that while we are householders? And what a beautiful reply he gave. It was just there, so fresh in my mind. He says, of course, we all are householders, and it is absolutely possible for anybody and everybody to do it. You have your wives, you have your children, you have your business, you have to do this and you have to do that. Now take the case of a maid servant working in a very wealthy person's house. And he is there, and she is there all the time, day and night. Service is there. Because she has to. She is the slave there like that. Paid for it. So she serves well. She has to look after the children. She has to see to the cooking. She has to see to the dishwashing, sweeping, this, that and everything. It's her own house, it seems. But does she really feel that it's her own house? No. She knows that she has her home. She even calls the children of the wealthy person his boss. They are, my Meera, my Sita, come here. My. She has even taken them as her own, calling them out as my. Where's my Sita gone now? Ram, do go and call her. And so forth and so on. But she knows that she has her own children. She knows that. She, all the time, while she is in the world that she has created, living there, she knows that it's not hers. She remains just as an instrument, working there, seeing to the needs of the moment at the time. But all the time, her mind is focused on her own husband that is working somewhere, her own children that are there, her own household that is there, and all that is there. So likewise, he said that man, being in the household, must have his mind all the time pinned on to your own beloved Lord. Because all this is nothing but borrowed things. All your household that you feel, that your wife and your children and all this is nothing. But it's just like you have been planted over there to do your duty and discharge your responsibility. All the time mind and heart is set on your very own. And I am that very own. That's what he says. So that's how one has to discharge one's responsibilities in worldly life. Always having the mind focusing on him in every act. It's all the time. It's very difficult. Very difficult. But it's not impossible. It is possible, and it becomes your very life. A matchbox. It didn't belong to us. A minute before, I purchased it. As soon as I have it in my pocket, I immediately identify it to be mine. And if somebody asks, I have taken it, immediately I say, where's my matchbox? It wasn't yours. Immediately it belongs to me. It's mine. And that's the trouble. So we have to get out of this. Me, mine, I.